Well, it's always good to get that first one under your belt. This team's gone through a lot of practices going all the way back to the off-season program in April, and then the OTAs, mini camp in the spring, and where it's been 12 practices this year, plus all the other stuff. So good to get out on the field and compete in a game. I thought we did some things the way we kind of tried to want to do them. Some other things that we obviously need work on. But that's part of the process. Saints are a good team, and they're very competitive in all areas. So feel like we got a good look at a high level of competition, and got a good evaluation of some of the things that we're kind of doing okay, not great, and some other things that we definitely need to shore up. So played a lot of people. Think got a good amount of playing time for a lot of guys, so we'll see how all that looks, in the next day or so, when we really get a chance to break down the film. But it's good to get out there, good to get going, and again, really I think a good week for us in terms of the practices, and then the game tonight against the Saints. They're a real good team, a lot of respect for Sean, the organization, and really good to work against. We got a lot better here the last 3 days. It was very, very beneficial for us.
We have microphones. Please raise your hand. We'll pass the mic to you.
Bill, I know you haven't seen the tape yet, but your initial thoughts on Jimmy's performance?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a look at everybody. There's a lot of people out there. I don't want to try to make an evaluation without really looking at it.
Looked like, at least in the first half, there was a good variety of some good situational football opportunities for Jimmy in the offense. Some 2-minute situations, some good long yardage situations as well.
2-minute, some long yardage. There was some short yardage, a couple fourth downs, 2-point plays. So, yeah, a lot of situations came up for our team and coaching staff, players, for all of us to really work off of and coach off of. So, that was good. We had a lot of plays in the kicking game. It was kind of a good balance between kickoffs and punts. A lot of situation football, and then we saw a lot of the, basic matchups that I'd say you'd kind of want to see. So that part of it worked out well.
Bill, you had been pleased about the turnovers. You guys gathered four turnovers, didn't commit no turnovers yourself, so.
Right. Anytime we don't turn the ball over, that's a good thing. And, defensively, we've got the turnovers. We've got the, two touchdowns. That's, kind of 14 bonus points. It's hard to count on that in a game. In the end, that was really ended up being the difference in the final score. So it was a great job by the defense of, not only turning the ball over, but, converting it into two touchdowns. So those are obviously huge plays for us. But offensively, they had their hands on a couple balls. They didn't get them, but there's a couple times where we need to keep the ball out of their hands. But, the returners, we had two rookie returners back there. I thought they handled the ball well in the kicking situations. So that was, again, there was some good things to work with, good things to coach from.
Bill, obviously, summer football, you're always one that likes to get the conditioning in. Tonight would certainly seem to be the case for that with the heat, humidity. Just wondering how beneficial that was tonight and how maybe it played a factor in getting some guys maybe some extra reps in that first half.
Yeah, I thought that was good. We had a good level of heat. There were also just seemed like a good amount of kind of longer drives on both sides. There were times when we were out there for 8, 9, 10 plays defensively, and then there were a few times when we were out there for 8 or 9, 10 plays offensively. So, those longer drives are really where the players build their conditioning, they build their stamina, and so it was good to have a few of those. I think the players themselves could see, after 3, 4, 5 plays, okay, but then at 9, 10, especially when you're running off the field with substitutions like you have to do against the Saints to, match up against their offense or what we do offensively using different personnel combinations. You combine their running on off the field with you know, a longer drive. So I think that was definitely a good evaluation of our conditioning tonight. And I wouldn't say it was bad, but it certainly could be better. And, you know, we need to continue to work on that. But it was, you know, tonight was a good night for us to, you know, to see where we're at on that front.
Bill, Trey Flowers obviously made that big sack, strip, and touchdown tonight, but also seemed to be just very active in the backfield throughout his snaps. How much were you able to learn about him as a rookie? Because obviously I think he spent a lot of time on IR, and what have you seen out of him this training camp?
Yeah, Trey's had a good, you know, good spring and a good you know, camp so far. You know, we didn't really get to see a whole lot of him last year. You know, he fought through you know, an injury and really couldn't be as effective as what he wanted to be. So we ended up having the surgery done on the early side. So he was actually able to, you know, get into the spring, you know, quicker than guys would have had to say at the end of the season. So he was ahead of him by, you know, three and a half months, whatever it was. So he was able to be a full participant in the all season program, full participant in the spring workouts. And so I think, you know, the fact that he went on IR so early last year is benefiting him this year because he's had a full year of training and a full year of the installation and, you know, and all the preparation going into the season. So, you know, it's good to have him out there. He's done a good job for us when he's had an opportunity to play. He played some in the kicking game. You know, he's got obviously a lot of things he's got to work on too, but, you know, he's shown up, you know, pretty much daily in one way or another with some positive plays. So, you know, he's a hardworking kid, so hopefully he'll continue to get better.
And do you have any update on Malcolm Mitchell and the injury he suffered tonight?
No. Steve, or no?
Yes.
Oh.
I know you had to be happy for Tyler Gaffney with all the adversity that he's gone through for him to find the end zone the way he did.
Yeah, you bet. Yep, Tyler. You know, of course, we knew 2 years ago in the you know, in the 14 season that he wouldn't play that year. You know, last year, unfortunately, he you know, didn't get very far in his training camp again. But he's nobody worked harder than Tyler. He's, you know, he's there early, stays late. You know, never complains, always does extra, and so it's great to see him have an opportunity this year. He's had a, you know, good opportunity all spring and training camp, and it's done a good job for us, and they got a chance to play tonight and, you know, had some positive plays tonight. So, yeah, happy for him, happy that he's out there and, you know, got through the game and you know, can just keep building on tonight's performance.
Any other questions?
Good. Okay, thank you.